מוצא שחי, רדיו כל חי, רבותיי. מוצא שחי, איזה שידור גדול שיש לנו עכשיו באולפן. אני מארח כאן באולפן טרנס-אטלנטי. אנחנו כאן בארץ, והוא בארצות הברית של אמריקה, ומדובר בדמות אולי הכי מדהימה של המוזיקה החסידית. 40 שנה שהוא כאן איתנו, כל כך הרבה ילדים גדלו דרכו, כל כך הרבה כוכבים ענקים היום במוזיקה עברו אצלו, והוא לא נרדם, והוא לא נס לחוב, הוא ממשיך עם התשוקה ועם המקצוענות הגדולה שלו, וקוראים לו ירחמיאל ביגון. אגיד תבוך, ירחמיאל ביגון.
Good vach, Menachem. How are you doing? How's Eretz Yisrael?
Och, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael misses you so much.
Mitz Hashem b'karav, we hope to come b'karav b'yameinu.
Be'ezrat Hashem, mazal tov, mazal tov. We'll talk, אנחנו נעשה זה בעברית ואני אתרגם, we'll speak in English and I'll translate, so... But is your Hebrew better or you're still an American musician?
Em ani medaber be'evrit hu mamish b'ya gadol.
Yeah. יפה. מה שלומך, ירחמיאל? איך הולך? איך המצב רוח?
Well, you're asking me a question in Hebrew. I have to make believe I understand what you said.
Yeah, I said, how is your morale? How do you feel these days?
Well, we're feeling up very high. I mean, we just came out with the new album and very excited, and everybody's you know, here in America, it's been accepted fantastically, and after 41 years, I think I'm an overnight success, Menachem.
Wow. אחרי 41 שנה, הוא אומר שזו הצלחה של לילה אחד, כולם מרוגשים, כמובן שהוא מרוגש. רבותיי, אנחנו כאן בשיחה מיוחדת, רעיון מיוחד. לאלבום הזה קוראים לו אילום וויד, Forever, ואנחנו מתחילים. אנחנו נעשה את זה שיר, שיר, ונדבר, we'll do it song by song and speak. So, let me hear a few words on Esmach Bashem, and we will start our conversation after this song. So, tell me a few words about this song, please.
Well, I think the idea is that everybody wants to be happy, right? And, but people say, and from people we say, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, right? You serve Hashem with happiness, but the bottom line is Esmach b'Hashem. I am happy with Hashem, or I will be happy with Hashem, which means with believing in Hashem, keeping his Torah and mitzvos, and that's a real, real simcha, because we have to live our life by those guidelines. So that's the idea of Esmach b'Hashem, and I think really appropriate for Miami for all the years. That's what we always try to do, is to give over that simcha with those hashkafos, and that's the Esmach b'Hashem song.
Esmach b'Hashem, הוורד של ירחמיאל, זה שצריך לומר Esmach b'Hashem. זה הרעיון גם שכל השנים של פרחי מיאמי, ההצלחה הגדולה, שפשוט לשיר ולשמוח בהשם, וזה כל כך יפה, וזה שיר פתיחה, and of course, סוף הסונג, end of the song, we hear you like all those big songs, you just come at the end, אתה מגיע בסוף, and make your upgrade, נכון?
Well, you know, I still show up like a little
it.
I still show up a little bit, you know, when Besiyata Deshmaya tape. You remember the Besiyata Deshmaya?
Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh. How does it go again, the ending? I forgot already. HaKadosh. How's the ending go? Help me out.
Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Right. Right, so...
Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I tell you, Menachem, you sound better than I did then.
No, no, he says that I hear it better than that. But this is Yachmiel Bigon. At the end of the song, it always comes with the knetch, with the energy, with the makeh bepatish. Tell me, really, why do you do it? Why do you do it every time?
Well, I only do it only in a few songs. I never do it on a whole album. But it's a little bit that, to remind everybody, that is like a hashlama, it's like a completion at the end, that it's, you know, give a little bit of a feeling of, you know, it's Yachmiel Bigon and the Miami Boys Choir, which means there's a hadracha, there's a mahalach, there's an approach. And, you know, I'm not looking to take over the song, but to give it that feeling at the end that there's a davar shalem and with an approach behind it. So I think that's why I do that.
He says he doesn't do it in all the songs, but he wants to show there's a hadracha and there's a shkafa and he's a madrich of all the story. וזה ירחמיאל ביגון ופרחי מיאמי ביחד, והוא לא רוצה להיות מעבר למה שצריך להיות, אבל זה חלק מה... כמקשה אחת. יחמיל ביגון יחד עם פרחי מיאמי, אנחנו למוצא שחי ברדיו כל חי, ואנחנו ברגעים גדולים, שברגעים האלה אנחנו בעצם בחנוכה, כמו חנוכת הבית, אבל חנוכה של דיסק חדש, אלבום חדש, למקלת הילדים הגדולה ביותר בכל הזמנים. And I want to ask you, יחמיל ביגון, אני רוצה לשאול אותך, היה פה לאורך כל ה-41 שנים, throughout these 41 years, היה את פרחי לונדון, וצליל וזמר, ועמודי שש, ופרחי שירה חדשה, ופרחי ניו יורק, ופרחי אמריקה, ופרחי רוסיה, ופרחי ופרחי ופרחי. והיחידים שהצליחו לשרוד לאורך כל השנים זה פרחי מיאמי. The only choir from all those names I just mentioned that survived so many years with so many hits are the Miami Boys Choir. Please tell me the secret, the recipe of the situation. ספר לי את המתכון, ספר לי איך זה קורה.
Menachem, how many years are you doing radio?
Over 20.
There's only one Menachem Tucker. There's only one, and the reason is not one reason. What makes somebody really a great radio person is many, many, many things of excellence. So that has to be the answer. And you're only getting stronger, you're only getting better. So
I have to translate this.
Yeah, you definitely have to translate it, but don't leave any of the compliments out. But the same thing.
Yeah, of course. הוא אומר לי בשאלה כמה מנחם טוקר יש, ואמרתי לו שאני צריך לתרגם את זה, הוא אמר לי בקש תתרגם בדיוק מה שאני אומר. אז הוא אומר שיש הרבה שדרנים, אבל טוקר יש תוכנית אחת כזאת עם כל אחד עם הרבה מאוד יתרונות והרבה מאוד עניינים והרבה מאוד סגנונות, ולכן פרחי מיאמי יש להם את היתרון שלהם לאורך כל השנים שהם המקוריים והם שרדו. But what is it? It's you, it's the kids you choose, it's the songs you compose. What is it over there?
It's all of that plus a lot more. It's all the fact that I think that no matter what changes, the styles change, the beats change, but it's always coming from the right place. Number one, it's always coming from the right makor, and which is very, very important. I think that coming from the right makor, there are a few singers that have lasted very, very long because it comes from their neshama, and their neshama is in the right place. And I think that that's the first thing. And then on top of that, you know, it's all the other little parts, the making sure that things are, you know, the way they should be, whether it's musically and whether it's going to be the level of the songs and the level of the harmonies and everything else. But I think that the common denominator is a striving for excellence and coming from the right makor, coming from the right place.
הוא אומר שהם מגיעים ממקור אמיתי, מקור כנה, עם שאיפה למצוינות ולמקצוענות, ויש את כל הדברים שהוא מלחין, והילדים שהוא בוחר, שהוא כל פעם מתעדכן עם הסטייל המודרני שקיים, הוא יודע לקלוע לדור, אבל זה הכל ביחד מגיע ממקצוענות ומרצון שלהם להצליח, לשאלתי על פרחי מיאמי. אנחנו בשידור מיוחד, פרחי מיאמי, מיחמיל ביגון, האיש והגדה, 41 שנים, והם כאן עם אלבום חדש בשם Forever, לעולם ועד, ואני כבר רץ איתך לשיר מספר 2, I'm running to song number 2, לעולם ועד, לעולם ועד, beautiful, beautiful song, great arrangement by Ian Frido together with you, שיר מצוין, שיר כל כך טוב, שיר מעודכן, you know, it's an update song. Please tell me a few words. When did you compose it and about this song?
Well, most of the songs I composed last summer. During the summer is a time of not so busy. It's more relaxed. And so in the last 15 years, I composed most of the songs in the summer. And here I knew that we were working towards a new album that we would have to record with the kids and record the music in November. So that's when L'Olam Va'ed was composed. But I did have in mind that the song should be a synthesis, a combination, like you said, it's 2018 song, but at the same time, Miami. And that's really what the whole album is, Menachem. The album is trying to put the Miami time, the certain style of songs, will change, not only a change in the music, not only a change in the arrangements, an update, but also in the composing and the songs themselves have a little bit of a 2018 flavor, but still holding on to the Miami time.
יחמי ביגון אומר משהו מאוד נכון, שאנחנו גם נדבר על זה עוד מעט, אחרי השיר הזה, שהשיר הזה גם מייצג את מה שקורה עם פרחי מיימי 2018, מעודכן מאוד, אבל עדיין הטעם של פרחי מיימי של פעם, השילוב הזה. הוא אומר שאת השירים בדרך כלל הוא מלחין בקיץ, ואז הוא לומד את זה עם הילדים, ובאמת את כל השירים באלבום כמעט הוא הלחין בקיץ, והנה השיר, אנחנו כאן עם שיר הנושא של האלבום. ביגון איתנו כאן ואנחנו שמענו את לאוילם וואץ, שיר כל כך יפה. אנחנו מוצא שחיים מראיינים כאן את יחמי ביגון עם אלבום חדש של פרחי מיימי, והתחלנו לדבר על נושא מאוד מעניין. We started to talk about an interesting topic about the 2018, על העדכון, the year updated. ואני רוצה לשאול אותך באמת, איך אתה מצליח כל הזמן להתעדכן גם עם השירה וגם עם הילדים וגם עם העיבודים וגם עם ההפקה? זה 41 שנה, זה הרבה דורות, זה הרבה סגנונות. How are you managing every time to update with the arrangements, with the compositions, with the songs, with the kids? It's 41 years, it's many, many generations, it's many styles of songs, of music.
Well, you know, it's a good question. How does a person update? Not everybody can. I mean, there are a lot of singers who composed songs who were singers who put out one song in the 70s and the 80s and disappeared, and we know a number of them, or singers that put out an album or two and just couldn't continue. But I think that the main thing for me is that first and foremost I'm a composer, Menachem, and as a composer I'm able to modify my style as the years go on. You know, sometimes singers, you know, they're not the composers themselves. But whatever it is, in this situation, I was able to do that. But the update this time, very different than the update over the last 40 years. Because so much changed in Jewish music the last few years. Maybe you could first tell everybody what I just said, and then I'll explain to you what I feel changed.
Yo, תשמעו, הוא אומר משהו מאוד מעניין. הוא אומר שהרבה מאוד זמרים ומוזיקאים לא מצליחים כל השנים להתעדכן, כי זה באמת קשה לעשות את השינוי בראש, כל הזמן להיות מעודכן, וגם להיות עם ילדים, וגם בטעם. אני רוצה אולי אפילו להסביר, מעבר למה שהוא אומר, שהוא אמר את זה ככה לפני השיר, באמת מצליח להשאיר את הטעם היהודי, החסידי, האמיתי של פעם, של המוזיקה החסידית כמובן, אבל כן להיות מעודכן, כן לתת לאנשים להתעדכן, להבין, לאהוב את הסגנון הזה, וזה באמת, שוב, זה, 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 זה הישג בלתי, בלתי נתפס בכלל, כי אולי באנלוגיה לזמרים, מורדכי ופריד הם היחידים שמצליחים באמת כל השנים גם להתעדכן ולהיות מעודכנים עם הדור. אבל הוא עושה את זה, הוא היחיד יחמיר ביגון שעושה את זה עם הקהילת ילדים. יהיה יחמיר.
Because the changes in the last 3 to 5 years have been very, very strong. Mostly in the aspect of the arrangements of the music. I mean, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, the arrangers that I have on this album Avrami Burko, wasn't
Prater.
Avrami Burko, who's now one of the great people, have recognized him as one of the really up and coming arrangers of the new sound, which is the computer software sound in combination with real instruments, which is the sound that's on almost every album now coming out of America and some in Eretz Yisrael. That sound, you know, Avrami Burko wasn't even arranging 3 years ago. Naftali Schnitzler just started 4 or 5 years ago. Jan Frater only started 5 years ago. So this is a new thing. And then there's a lot of other, you know, new arrangers. So that's the first major change that I had to see how Miami can come together with that.
One second. הוא אומר שהדבר המרכזי בשינוי זה העיבודים, המעבדים, וזה נכון. ברקו ופריידר, שהם המעבדים הגדולים היום, הם מעבדים מאוד מאוד מודרניים, מאוד חדשים, הרבה עובדים איתם היום, והוא היה, זה הדבר הראשון שהוא היה צריך להתחבר אליהם. Yes, יחמיר.
So, because one of the concerns that I had with this type of music, even though it's very pumping and it's very upfront and it's very driving and the young generation loves it, but where's the neshama? That was the concern.
הדאגה היחידה שלו זה שבאמת זה מוזיקה טובה וקופצנית והצעירים אוהבים את זה, אבל איפה הנשמה?
And we know that the arrangers that we used for many, many years, Yisrael Lam and Moshe Laufer and Mona Rosenblum, is all neshama. It's all neshama, the way those music was. And that's the music that we grew up with.
הוא אומר שישראל עם, מוישה לאופר ושאר המעבדים, הם הנשמה, ואיתם עליהם גדלנו.
And even though these arrangers have tremendous neshama themselves, Naftali Schnitzler, I mean, he grew up on this type, he grew up on the music, but how would Miami come together with that? Because Miami's songs sort of open and need that arrangements to bring out those songs in a certain feel. So that was my concern, but that was step one of how to put that together and work with them and to achieve that combination, which I think we did on this album.
כן, להשיג את הקומבינציה, את השילוב הגדול של מיאמי, פרחי מיאמי, יחד עם המעבדים החדשים, אבל עם הנשמה של פעם, את זה הוא כן הצליח להשיג באלבום. ואני רוצה לעבור לשמוע את שיר, עוד שיר, בכל דיסק שלך. יש לך תמיד שיר באנגלית, כלל ישראל בסייעת הדשמיה, שבס טדי, one by one, מילה השם אליי, אני לא יכול לזכור, I can't remember now by heart all this, you know, all your albums, but, וגם פה יש את שלום, שזה כל כך יפה, זה סגנון כל כך מעניין, different style, נפתולי שניצדר יחד איתך, אז תספר לי על זה.
And The update was not only in the arrangements, it was also in the composing.
No, I just want to, yeah, continue please, yeah.
Yeah, the update is not only in the arrangements, but it's also, let's say, in the composing. Because the even in the songs today, they're being structured differently. Not all, the way the chords are being used and other things. So this is, as a composer, there was an update there too. Now, I'm familiar with the fact that not everybody likes electronic music. And there's, you know, in America, it's a little more prevalent, perhaps, than in Eretz Yisrael. But I think on the album, we were aiming to achieve a balance between both. And that's part in the update and the process as we move forward.
כן, הוא יודע שלא כל אחד אוהב אלקטרוני, מוזיקה אלקטרונית, במיוחד באמריקה, אולי בארץ, כן? אבל זה חלק ממה שהוא היה צריך לוותר כדי לעשות באמת דיסק מעודכן, שנת 2018. So tell me now about the song Shalom.
Shalom was done in concert in Miami. Concerts for the year before that was done with a regular orchestra, arranged by myself together with Yisrael Lam. And then when it came to the album, I wanted to give it this update, sort of to say. So I gave that arrangement to Naftali Schnitzler with the introduction, with the interlude. And he updated it, Shalom, with this up-to-date sound. He did a beautiful job. And there's a typical example of how both worlds can come together. Because Naftali was building on what we had presented to him. So, he was able to sort of grab Miami's eye, you know, the eye of Miami, the sort of the Tom, and to be able to combine it and to bring forth what I think is really a special, special song and presentation.
Naftali Schnitzler הצליח לחבר בין הטעם של מיימי לבין מה שקורה היום, וזה שיר שבאמת בוצע בהופעה. There's 100, what is the 100 voice choir of Unity? Can you explain to me?
That was a choir that I put together here in America three years ago. It was a one-year project. And at that time, I put together 100 of the best voices from 30 schools from the entire New York, New Jersey. And we had done a very big concert here, four concerts over 6 months. And we did these concerts with Miami Boys Choir was also on the show, but the 100 voice choir, we did like 5-6 songs and a few new songs and some other popular songs. And it was unbelievable. And one of the songs that we did of those 5-6 songs in the concert was Shalom Al Yisrael. So we went to the studio and recorded them. And that was there. It was recorded. I never put it out. Then when the album was time to come out, the album, and Miami was going to sing it, I decided, let's put the 100 voice choir onto this album together with Miami. And that's what it is.
כן, לפני שנתיים בערך הוא לקח 100 ילדים מהקולות הטובים ביותר בניו יורק, ניו ג'רזי, עשו סדרה של כמה הופעות, ומזה אנחנו נשמע חלק כמובן מההקלטות האלה ומהקולות האלה, הקולות המשובחים האלה שהוא עבד עליהם. אנחנו נשמע את השיר שלום, כאמור יצירה מיוחדת ביותר, פרחי מיאמי. אנחנו כאן עם יחמיל ביגון, פרחי מיאמי, רבותיי. אלבום חדש, ויש לי שאלה מאוד מעניינת לשאול אותך, יחמיל ביגון, איתנו מוצאי שבת. I would like to know, who do you think today is your audience? Is it, you know, like parents who grew up on you, and you on Miami Boys Choir, or maybe the youngsters, you aim it to the youngsters, because You know, it's interesting to know because I love this music, but I grew up on it. So are you aiming to the youngsters, to the fathers?
Well, listen, I don't think you could continue as a singer who's putting across new music unless you're catering to the young people. There's no question about that. If you're going to be a singer who's going to rely only on the past, then you become a different type of a singer, right? And it becomes a different type of an audience. But in this situation,
no, but maybe you could come to the youngsters, derech their fathers, you know, their fathers and mothers. Well, they're going to listen because they grew up in Miami. Oh, no, the kids would like it.
You know, there are two types of people that listen, two types of adults that listen to Miami. One type of an adult is that grew up with Miami. Then as they got 16, 17, 18, 19, they stopped listening to Miami because it's children's choir and they listened to singers. And then when they themselves got married and have kids, they come back to Miami. And then there's other people. And then there's other adults that stay with Miami straight through because, you know, they appreciate and they know that Miami is, even though it's a kid's choir, but it's not kids' music.
And they like know me, that, I'm the second part. I am the second part.
Right. And there's a lot of such people. So this album winds up, I think, catering to both sides because it caters to the adult side, the people that stay with Miami all the years, and it has enough in there of hargusha and feeling that what they're used to. And the younger generation, it's talking to them because of the update, sort of to say. So I think that this new Miami album is part of going forward with everyone, Mitzvah Hashem.
Okay, as אנחנו כאן עם יחמיל, והוא אומר ששאלתי אותו למי הוא יותר מכוון, למבוגרים או לצעירים, להורים או לילדים, או אולי להגיע לילדים דרך ההורים. אז הוא אומר שיש שני סוגי מבוגרים ששומעים את פרחי מיאמי. אלה שגדלו על פרחי מיאמי ואז בגיל 19 עזבו, התבגרו ועברו לזמרים אחרים, וכשהתחתנו ונולדו להם ילדים הם חזרו לפרחי מיאמי, או אלה מבוגרים שאוהבים פרחי מיאמי. אז הוא אומר שהוא מנסה בדיסק הזה לקלוע לשני הקהלים האלה, שני סוגי הקהלים, והוא מקווה מאוד שהוא הצליח. ואנחנו כאן בשידור מיוחד איתו, ואני רוצה לעבור לשמוע את השיר יברכך. מה אתה יכול להגיד לי, יחמיל ביגון, על יברכך? What can you tell me about the song?
Well, יברכך is arranged by Avrami Berko. He did an unbelievable job.
Again, but this is a song you would not put with the arrangements 20 years ago. 100%.
So you're asking me, would this song been on an album 20 years ago?
No, I'm answering that this song would not be 20 years ago in the album, because this is like a very updated 2018, maybe the arrangements. Am I right?
It's the arrangement and the song. See, I'll tell you, you know the song Le Fun of Navoid from Lemmer? Le Fun of Navoid, do you know the song?
It's you composed, yeah.
Right, so I composed that song for Lemmer back in the summer when I was composing, you know, and Yechi Brisman asked me to make a song for Lemmer, and I made that song for him. Now, it's a certain, also that song, you know, Meina Brachis Kel, is also a 2018 feel song. That song wouldn't have been 20 years ago because of the style of the song, the way the notes are, the way the beat is. Yivarechacha is in that family. Yivarechacha is from that type of sound. You're 100% correct. It's not only the arrangement, it's the song. But if that song,
that means you would not compose your songs also according to 2018, not only the arrangements.
Yes, even the songs also. You know, you're not going to hear now a song like Kela Kavod.
Nachon.
Oh Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael. You're not going to hear that now. Now some older people will say, Rachmil, how come you're not making Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael? Why don't you make that? You know. But the fact is that even if you put a techno beat or a rock beat or a disco beat behind that song still remains a song from 1986, 1984. It's not today's sound. There's a sound that a composer has to pick up for what's going on in the world and what's going on in music.
This is so interesting. אני רוצה להסביר את זה למאזינים. I want to translate. אמרתי לו שהשיר הבא זה שיר שהוא בטוח לא היה בסתם לפני 20 שנה בפרחי מיאמי. הוא אומר שיש גם עוד שיר לפון אוף נאבויד שהוא הכין ללמר בקיץ האחרון, גם סגנון של 2018. יוחי בריסמן ביקש ממנו והוא עשה לו שיר מאוד 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 מעודכן. אמרתי לו על הלחנים שלו, לא רק על העיבודים. זו שיחה מאוד עמוקה לאנשים שאוהבים את המוזיקה של פרחי מיאמי, מאזינים יקרים, והוא אמר שהלחנים שלו גם הוא מצליח להלחין שירים לפי המוזיקה המעודכנת, לפי השנה המעודכנת. רבותיי, מדובר פה בן אדם שכבר 41 שנה הלחין מאות ואלפי שירים, אבל למרות זאת הוא יודע מה השירים שצריכים היום להיות מולחנים לפי הסטייל של היום, ואולי אפילו אנשים מתלוננים ואומרים לו, אנשים מבוגרים, מה אתה עושה? למה אתה לא עושה שירים כמו פעם? אז הוא אומר להם שכל פעם צריך להתחדש ולהתעדכן, ולמשל גם להפך, שיר משנות ה-80, קהל הכבוד וכאלה, אם הוא היה שם לזה טקנו, או מוזיקה חדשנית כעיבוד, זה לא היה מתאים, כי זה סגנון אחר, סטייל אחר וסאונד אחר. אז הנה יברך איך פרחי מיאמי. שמענו את יברך איך, אנחנו עם יחמיל ביגון, עם אלבום חדש, I want to ask you something that you invented, המצאה שלך, and since then, every singer, כל זמר, עושה את זה ועושה את זה ועושה את זה, ואני מאוד מעניין אותי לשמוע, I want to know exactly, how did you start with that, and I'm talking about the Hasana songs in slow, in רגש, till you came, all the Hasanas would say, Tandera, I know, Odish, oh man, you know all the songs. And you started to do the first Mehera, Mehera. And, ever, yes. And since, you know, and also you did Asher Bora, of course. Asher Bora. Slow songs, but happy words. And here you come again with Odish, oh man. Please tell me an answer.
Well, you know, the Mehera, like you just said, and I made that song at the time that I got engaged to my wife. You know, I'm married, can I know her, 31 years. So, Menachem, it was a time of...
I can't hear you a bit better on your phone. What are you saying, Yechmiel?
How about now? You hear me a little better, Menachem? A drop better?
Yeah.
Okay. So I made that song, Mehera, back in, you know, 1986. Because at that time, it was right after, around the time that I got married to my wife, and mm-hmm. I think that, you know, the mixed emotions, you know, when you get married and you come to a chasana, You know, it's a tremendous happiness, and it's a time of great thought, you know, great emotion. And the biggest proof is we, right under the chuppah, you know, how emotional it is. And then, boom, you go into the fast. So I think that the thought of doing such a song like Mehera came out of that. It came out of that mixed emotion idea that the song is going to be happy words, but it's thoughtful and emotional. So I think that it came out from then. And once I saw that how much people loved Mehera, then I did Ashabara, and throughout the years there's been songs. And now in this new album, this new Od Yeshama with the Mazel Tov in the middle, also, it's sort of been a style. It's sort of almost like a different world. The only thing I've never done, Menachem, is take, you know, unhappy words and make it fast. That I wouldn't do.
No, but you know, you're probably the first one in the history that sings a slow Oidi Shoma Beor Yehuda. You know, that's even you didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Right, you're right. I don't think that was done, and you know, it's straight to the point. You know, even though Mehera also has the word Oidi Shoma, but this is straight to the issue. It's an Oidi Shoma. It's a Mazel Tov. It's the words in the middle, Mazel Tov, Klal Yisrael Mazel Tov. You know, to the whole Klal Yisrael, it's a Mazel Tov. How do we know every simcha is not a simcha for yourself? Because it's Be'ar Yehuda. So that's an emotional idea. And of course, that's, you know, was pretty much the concept of the song.
Let me translate. שאלתי אותו, אמרתי לו שכנראה הוא הראשון, ובטוח שהראשון שלקח מילים שמחות של חתונה, ועשה מזה שירים שקטים לפני הרבה מאוד שנים מאירו ואשר בורו, ואז כל הזמרים עשו מזה באמת שירי בלדות חופה, אבל הוא היה הראשון עד שהוא בא וכולם שרו שירים קצביים. הוא אומר שבאמת הראשון שלו היה בעקבות האירוסין שלו, ובאמת בא לו שם רגש למילים האלה, ומאז הוא ראה שזה מצליח, אז הוא עשה את זה כל פעם, וגם כאן, באוידי שומה הזה, זה שיר עם מילים כל כך שמחות, והוא עושה את זה באווירה שקטה, כי הוא אוהב את הסגנון ואת החידוש הזה שהוא עשה. הוא אומר, הוא לא היה עושה הפוך כמובן, הוא לא היה לוקח מילים עצובות, ועושה את זה קצבי, אבל זה יחמיל ביגון. והנה, השיר הבא, כאמור, אוידי שומה, פיחם הימי, וירחמיל ביגון. אנחנו כאן עם יחמיל ביגון, רבותיי, מוצא שחי, רדיו כל חי, אלבום חדש ומדהים של יחמיל ביגון ושל פרחם הימי, חגיגה לכל אדם שאוהב מוזיקה, ולכל שוחרי המוזיקה החסידית, לאוילום וורד פוראבר, ואנחנו שוב עם יחמיל ביגון כאן באולפן. ויחמיל, אני רוצה לדבר איתך בבקשה על שיר מאוד מאוד מעניין. לשיר הבא קוראים תפילת חופה. ואני לא הכרתי את המילים האלה. I didn't know these words. Please maybe help me with this song.
Well, Tfilat chupa, or tfilat chupa, however you, you know, pronunciation, is a very, very special song and very close to my heart, this song. I found these words online as like a part of a printed paper where it said that this was a tfilat chupa. I had never heard these words before. And I found them, and they were part of a much longer three paragraphs. I took out the parts that I thought were more, you know, easier and appropriate for a song. It's a very long tefillah. I think it's like, you know, like a whole full page of words. But here we have a special tefillah that not only that can be said by everybody at a chuppah. You know, just this song is sung by this a young boy with tremendous heart, Elio Levy, and tremendous feel and a great voice. And the arrangements were done very fitting to the style of the song. And it's actually, you could actually, when you hear it, you could actually feel yourself sitting at a chuppah and hearing this type of a thing being sung, and with everybody sort of following the words along while the chassan and kallah perhaps come down or whatever. So it's a very emotional song and very powerful, I think.
אומר שאת המילים האלה הוא גם לא הכיר, הוא מצא את זה באינטרנט, הוא קצת שינה שם והוציא כמה בתים, וזה שיר מאוד מאוד מרגש, אולי אחד המיוחדים באלבום. יש פה סולן בשם אליהו לוי עם קול יוצא מהכלל, שיר מקסים של פרחי מיאמי. תקשיבו לכל כך יפה השיר הזה, ויחמיל, זה מעניין אותי לשמוע על הסולו אליהו לוי. איך אתה מחליט? How do you decide? I ask you this question every time we speak, but it's an addition to this question. How do you decide who will be the soloist? Sometimes you, like this song, you take one solo and one singer, one voice, not different. Why?
In this specific song, I felt that it would touch people better with one person. A choir has a great advantage. You know, it has a power, it has a sense of unity, it has a sense of we're all in this together, we're singing it together. You know, we have choirs in Jewish music for so many years, but an individual person can put across a song a little with a different feeling, with almost like more intimate. And so I think that this song needed that, and that's the reason why I chose to go this song that way.
אומר, יש משהו אדיר בהרמוניות של פרחי מיאמי, ביחד, בכל המקהלה, אבל עדיין יש רגעים שהוא חושב שצריך כל אחד שמוביל את השיר הזה, כמו השיר הבא.
Bye.
במוצא שחי ברדיו כל חי, ברעיון ממש מדהים ומקסים ושונה ופתוח עם ירחמיל ביגון מפרחי מיאמי, ולרגל אלבום חדש, ואנחנו מערכים אותו באולפן, ואני כל כך שמח שהוא מצטרף אלינו. ומעניין אותי לשמוע אם אתה עדיין נהנה מלעבוד עם הילדים. עכשיו, אני אסביר. Of course, Miami Boys Choir, יחמיר ביגון, you compose and you arrange and the choreography and the production, the shows and everything. And you do many, many things. Now, are you still enjoying with the most hard profession, I think, the most hard field is the kids themselves, to work with them, to find them, to choose them, to test, to see who's good, to do harmonies together. You still enjoy like 10, 20, 30 years ago? I'm talking about the kids, not about, the, of course, the production in the Miami Boys Choir, but the whole thing.
Right, right. Listen, you know, I'm not... The part that I find in the enjoyment of teaching them new songs and singing with them, that enjoyment is even higher. Because as the years go on, you know, I, you know, Baruch Hashem, have honed my skills. I know what I'm doing more. And, you know, I know what I'm doing harmonically and musically and vocally better than I knew 30 years ago. But the harder part that I do find hard and therefore difficult, I wouldn't call it not enjoyable, but I would call it difficult, is, you know, the dancing, the choreography, and to be able to continue to add and to make it more sophisticated and bigger. You know, Miami on a show today does so much dancing and so much choreography, and each person has their own microphone already. That started already in the times of Yavo. But now the shows are like, it's like a whole dance production. And it's hard. And once you brought that level up, you have to stay there. So if you go back and look at a Miami concert from 1992, 91, I mean, they were nice shows. But you can't compare it to the sophistication. That part is harder. And, you know, sometimes I come back from rehearsal and say, wow, I don't know, I can't believe I'm still doing this. You know, it's hard. But that would be the part. But otherwise, from the point of teaching the songs and singing, that just gives me the same joy or more.
שאלתי אותו, אמרתי לו, הוא עושה המון המון דברים בתוך ההפקה הזאת שפרחי מיאמי, מהלחנים ועד העיבודים והשירה והכוריאוגרפיה והכל. כי הוא באמת אדם מאוד ריכוזי. הכל הוא שולט לבד בסיפור. ואמרתי לו, אם זה לא קשה לו, דווקא התחום הזה של הילדים, לבחון אותם וללמד אותם לשיר, כי עדיין זה ילדים, והוא כבר יותר מבוגר. אז הוא אומר, לא, ממש לא, הילדים ההפך, יש לו את המקצוענות, זה יותר קל לו היום, כי כבר כך הרבה שנים יש לו את המקצוענות, והוא יודע איך ללמד את השיר, ואיך להפוך את זה שלהית. מה שכן קשה לו, הוא אומר שבהופעות שלהם הם היום מאוד מאוד משקיעים בריקודים וכוריאוגרפיה, וזה באמת יותר קשה לו עם הגיל. הוא אומר גם המון עבודה, וכל ילד יש לו מיקרופון עדיין מהאלבום... אלבומים הקודמים, אבל עדיין יש המון המון עבודה בכוריאוגרפיה, וזה כן קשה יותר, אבל עדיין הוא מאוד מאוד נהנה מהעבודה שלו בפרחי מיאמי. ואני רוצה לעבור לשמוע את דור דור, שזה ככה מתאים, you know, generation, generation, ולשמוע על השיר הזה יחמיל, אבל אני רוצה לדעת גם על ההבדל בין הדורות בילדים. I want to ask you about the difference of the generation. We spoke about the arrangements and about your compositions, but now I want to talk about the difference between the children, the kids that sing at your choir throughout the years. Not who was better, who was not, you know, that the different field. Stam about the different generation, or it's the same dol.
It's great, great, great question. I mean, because it's one of the best points. You know, you bring out a tremendous point. It happens to be that the kids are different today and very different than they were, you know, 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago. I would say that there's a few very big differences. First of all, they're coming in, the better kids with the better voice, they're coming in musically a little bit more sophisticated. They're coming in, they heard more, they're listening more, the style of singing, a lot of them are coming in already with stylistically with an advanced state. On this album, even the kids' voices, I don't know if you listen closely compared to earlier Miami albums, they're singing with a more of what we call a front mask style, the front of the face. You know, I don't know if people are familiar with this, But singers who go to voice teachers, you know, the teachers want them to sing from the mask, which means from the front, almost the head voice, it's called. So these kids are coming in already with that ability. They've listened to a lot of music and they know a lot, and they're just in that area more sophisticated. On the other hand, kids today, you know, they don't have the patience that the kids had when they were, you know, kids from years ago. You know, kids today are, you know, it's not so easy.
I come back to my previous question. If it's harder to teach them, or they,
yes,
know,
yes,
kids have no patience today.
Yes, it is harder to teach them. I mean, especially when we come to, when things get difficult at the rehearsal, whether it's the dancing or a little more complicated, to keep attention. In other words, to be focused for 2 hours, that's something they're not used to. I have like a joke I always tell kids in the choir. I always say, if a kid is not concentrating, I said, let's say the boy's name is Yaakov. I say, Yaakov, how come you're not concentrating? What do you think, you're in school? and all the kids laugh, you know, because they know that, you know, that's how it is. You know, kids today, it's not so. And I've spoken to teachers and rebbes and yeshivas that they're not, for whatever the reasons are, you know, because their minds and their visually, you know, they need to be excited, and perhaps they, you know, because they watch so many different things, you know, but whatever the reasons are. So that's the challenge from that point. But on the other hand, from a musical point, is, you know, there's an advancement.
מאוד מעניין, שאלתי אותו שאלה, והוא אפילו החמיש שזו שאלה מאוד מצוינת, לגבי ההבדל בין הילדים, בין הדור הזה לדורות הקודמים, והוא אומר שבאמת שאלה טובה, והילדים היום הם מצד אחד יותר חדים ומהירים במוזיקה, כי הם שומעים המון, מצד שני הם גם פחות מרוכזים ופחות עם סבלנות, עד כדי כך שאפילו צחק, ובדרך כלל אומר לאחד הילדים שלו, שככה לא מתרכז, הוא אומר לו, תשמע, מה, אתה לא בבית ספר פה, פה אתה יכול להתרכז, כי גם הוא אומר, דיברנו עם רבנים ועם הורים, שבאמת הדור של היום זה באמת דור שיש פחות ריכוז, וזה האתגר הגדול שלו. זה האתגר הגדול שלו, למרות זאת, לתת להם את היתרונות שיש להם מהעובדה שהם שומעים הרבה מוזיקה ויודעים וטובים, וזה בהחלט דור, כמו שהשיר הבא אומר. עם יחמיר ביגון מפרחי מיאמי. יחמיר ביגון איתנו, ו-you know, I think that the best song on this album, I don't know, נראה לי, זה אחד כנגד כולם. I love this song.
My wife would agree with you.
אה, וואי, זה יופי. אשתו מסכימה איתי שזה השיר הכי טוב בדיסק. תספר לי על השיר הזה כמה שיותר. Tell me whatever you can about this song.
Well, you know, the idea of Echad Keneged Kulam was where we as Klal Yisrael is one against the world. And I don't remember how I came up with the idea, but like a lot of the songs in Miami songs, Siyata Deshmaya, Klal Yisrael Together, you know, Terry Today, I had an idea, and the title is the idea, and in there it has machshava, but no words yet. You know, I always make up, I first have an idea first, right? And then Echad Keneged Kulam was that idea, and then I sent it out to writers to write the words. And they came back with all these very sophisticated Hebrew words, very complicated. And I just wasn't comfortable with it. I sent it out to somebody else, and again it came back and complicated, maybe because I don't know Hebrew well, or maybe, and I figured that the American kids would just not be able to do it. So then I sat down myself with my little Hebrew that I know and wrote up some thoughts and some psukim, and then I had somebody who knew Hebrew check it over. And that was, you know, what I wanted to say at the end, that Klal Yisrael has the Torah, and we're keneged kulam, and we have to be proud of that. So that's really what happened with that song. And then I arranged it on my machine, and then gave it to, you know, Jan Freider to fix it up and to make it, you know, more professional. So that's, you know, again, a song like that can be, a number one and number two song on a different album.
This was supposed to be number two at least in this album.
I understand, but then, you know, you have other songs that everything's got to be moved around. But listen, it's 13 songs. You can consider it the second.
Yeah. But maybe you didn't gamble, or if you could say this word, that this will be a good song, like the top three, you know, top four.
Well, you know, I think the next time I'll bounce the order off you and. I'll bounce the songs at you.
But I'll tell you. It's all 13 great songs, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but the 13 song album, so it's really the second song in the last five, you know, something, some crazy thing like that.
Yeah. The third. 13 שירים, 13 שירים יש לו באלבום. אחד כנגד כולם, זה מילים שהוא ככה הכיר, כל מיני מילים בעברית, והוא בדק באמת שזה ברמה, זה בסדר, כי הרעיון שלו היה שהתורה שלנו, זה הדבר הכי חשוב וכנגד כולם. באמת השיר הזה, הוא קבל המון מחמאות, שזה אחד מהשירים הטובים ביותר באלבום, ולשאלתי למה הוא פתח עם השיר הזה, כי הוא אומר שהרבה פעמים באמת היה לו, הוא תמיד אוהב מסר, הוא תמיד אהב משהו מסוים, ולפי זה מסביב לבנות שיר ואת המילים, זה מה שהוא עשה גם פה, הוא אומר ש 13 שירים טובים, פעם באו התייעץ איתי באמת מה יהיה קודם. תקשיבו לשיר פצצה באלבום הזה, אחד כנגד כולם. אנחנו ממשיכים יחמיר וגון ורעיון מיוחד. Interesting interview. Thank you so much for being with us, יחמיר. And I want to ask you, עם אלבום חדש, רבותיי, before we hear the next song, Oison, I want to ask you, אני רוצה לשאול אותך שאלה. מי הוא הבוגר הטוב ביותר מפרחי מיאמי? תקשיבו, פרחי מיאמי גידלה המון המון בוגרים במוזיקה היום. מיעקב שווקי, דרך מרדכי שפירו, והרבה מאוד זמרים אחרים שגדלו ועברו שם. And I want to ask you, who do you think is the biggest, of course, Ari Goldwag, Stark, who is the best, do you think, of all times. And let me see, how do you get out like a diplomatic from this question?
You mean the best soloist at the time on the albums? That's what you mean. You don't mean,
yeah.
You don't mean now, you mean then.
No. The best solo. You know what? Good question. So the second question is now, who is the most, you know, that you like, but from the kids at the time, first of all.
Well, let's, you know, let far as now goes, that's something which I don't even think that it's really something that I can't even comment on, because it's like Lahavdil, you have, you know, 20, you have, let's say a mishpacha of 7 children, right? Could you say which one you like better? You can't say which one you like better. So
but you can know who's better.
Yeah, but I won't. Between your children, you're going to say which child you like better? I don't think so.
No.
But I will say, who do I think were the best voices when they were in the choir? I think that's what you mean.
Param, param, param. יחמיר וגון הולך לחשוף מי עם הקולות הטובים ביותר. הוא לא יכול להגיד מי הכי טוב, כי זה כמו להגיד איזה ילד הוא הכי אוהב. אבל את הקולות הטובים, בבקשה, הוא.
Okay. So you want to know the best, number one? You want the number one? Oh
yeah,
I very 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 tough. I'm not being political now.
Top 5.
Okay, I'll give you top 5. Oded Kariti from Sunshine.
Wow, Oded Kariti. Wow.
From Sunshine and Jonathan Pillay from Bisyata Deshmaya.
Okay.
I would say Yair Koenig from Yavoi.
Yair Koenig from Yavoi.
From this album, I would be, there is, you know, I think that people will feel that Tfilah Schupa from Eliyahu Levy is in that league. I think so.
And Levy from Tfilah Schupa is from the league.
Right. And the fifth one, that's a little bit hard. But there's a little bit of a tie between, you know, maybe Eliezer Lewinstein from Mehera and some others, but I would say that would be pretty much, you know, where that would be. Now that's going on the limb there, Menachem.
אלה חמשת הכי טובים, השמות שהוא נתן עכשיו, אני בטוח שזה עושה הרבה מאוד רעש. עכשיו, tell me how many boys, not only solos, went under your hands in the Miami Boys Choir. כמה ילדים עברו במהלך כל השנים האלה?
I never added it up, but it's got to be approximately 300 to 500. It would need to be between 3 and
500. Wow. בין 300 ל-500 ילדים עברו דרך פרחי מיאמי ב-41 אלבומים. And who is, like, who are you proud of, or who do you like today? Everyone is good, but Stam, one of the people, that one of the singers that was, even one song or two songs or two, you know, 1 year in פרחי מיאמי, that you think that he's good.
You talking
now, well, like,
you're talking
years
about,
ago.
You're talking about as an adult?
Yeah.
I think that there's so many I wouldn't say, because I really feel that, you know, they're all doing, everybody's doing a little bit their own, everybody's doing their own style. They came out of Miami, they learned how to sing, they learned how to feel, and they learned how to express themselves, and they learned, you know, so much musically. And then each one, based on the background, has come out to do really very different. I mean, Ari Goldwag is completely different than Mordechai Shapir, which is completely different than Yaakov Shweki, which is very, very different than, you know Nachman.
הוא אומר שזה הוא לא רוצה להגיד, כי היום כל אחד שונה.
Very, very different.
כל אחד שונה ממה שהיה. אנחנו מדברים על הסולנים היום, על הבוגרים שנמצאים היום, כאילו שהם לא בפרחי מיאמי. פה הוא לא רוצה, כי כל אחד שונה ממה שהוא היה פעם, אבל what those names you mentioned and other names, did you know then when they were kids that they will be like big singers or career singers, or you don't think about that when you work with the kids?
At the time, I don't think about it. I only know when they come into the choir, when they try out, and I could tell pretty much from the time they try out, I could tell if they're trying out at 10 years old, I could tell that they're going to be something special at 12 or 13. That I can tell. I could see and I could hear if there's a chidush or something special. But as far as my focus of what they're going to be later on, it's never really in my focus, because that's a very big decision. right, that a boy has to make that decision as an adult. Do they want to go into the music field and all that? And I really wouldn't be able to tell, you know, earlier on whether that would work out. So I'm not focused in
on
that.
Do they ask for advice from you? Do they call sometimes to ask? Or after they're adults, they go on their way?
There are a lot of them that keep a connection. And there are a lot of them that do.
Like who?
I still have a connection with Ari Goldwag. We have a very close Kesher. And I'm close with Mordechai Shapiro, and I'm close with a bunch of other, Menachem Klein, Menachem Stark, and just many, many, many others. But there are a lot that don't keep up. I think that the ones that keep up maybe more are perhaps the ones that still have a closer connection to music, like Yoshi Bender and others, and Eliezer Lewinstein. There's a lot of boys like Yitzi Spinner and all these, but the point is that I think if they're still close to music, we still keep up to a degree.
שאלתי אותו אם לגבי הקשר שלו, קודם כל, אם אני אתחיל מהסוף, עם הבוגרים, אז הוא אומר שיש חלק מהאנשים שבקשר איתו, כמו ארי גולדברג בקשר טוב איתו, ושפירו ואיתי ספינר ואחרים, ומקשר איתו, ולמרות שבוגרים כבר עם הסגנון שלהם. שאלתי אותו לגבי האם הוא יודע כשיש, מגיע לו ילד כמו שווקי שהיה אצלו, שהוא הולך להיות כוכב גדול, אז הוא אומר, לא, אני יודע אם הוא בא אליי בגיל 10, אם הוא יהיה טוב בגיל 12-13, ואם הוא יהיה מעולה. אבל אם בתור בוגר הוא יצליח או לא, זה לא העניינים שלו, וזה לא מה שהוא מדבר. והוא בהחלט מדבר פה בצורה מאוד מאוד מעניינת. יחמיל ביגון איתנו בשיחה מרגשת עם אלבום חדש, לאחר 41 שנות קריירה, אלבום חדש לפרחי מיימי, ואנחנו מתוך האלבום הזה נשמע שיר כל כך יפה. אוי סום, give me one word about this song before we hear it.
Osum was composed also in the summer. I had in mind, I saw the words in benching. It's words, Osum via space and via zarum via kolash. It's words that no one never really, I don't think, made a song with those words.
And do you look for words that people don't compose, by the way?
I for some reason, like certain words hit me. It just hits me and suddenly I feel like when so that's saying something. Miuchad, it's saying something special. So if it happens to be words that nobody ever used, I think that's good. But it not always works out that way. But in this specific situation, when all of a sudden I saw the words in benching, I mean, it's a part of benching that we don't always say. Because it's interesting, those words are from when you're sitting by with your parents at your parents' house or by a guest house. It's Osam Bias Basin Bezam Bias Kol Asher Lehem. So it's a very, again, an emotional but happy moment. And Ken Yivarach Leisanu, in other words, bless us and bless them. And that was the song Osam.
שיחה עמוקה עם יחמיל ביגון, שאלת אותו לגבי מילים, הוא מחפש מילים שאף אחד לא נגע, אז הוא אומר שכמו אויסום, שזה שיר שהוא לא מכיר שיר כזה, הוא באמת חיפש שיר מיוחד, והנה זה שיר שהולחן על ידיו בקיץ האחרון, והמוזיקה על ידי התזמורת הישראלית, The Israeli Orchestra and Choir, העיבוד של אברמי ברקו, פרחי מיימי.
Call me
אנחנו כאן עם Miami Boys Choir. Let me speak a word or two about the shows, concerts. You said a few words about that before. דיברת קצת על השואו, על הופעות, ואתם עדיין עושים הרבה הופעות, יחמיל ביגון, כי זה היה חלק אינטגרלי מהקריירה של פרחי מיימי. It was part, you know, Risukis Pesach. You still grew up about, on your big shows. Do you still do it a lot?
Well, we do shows in America. Every Sukkot and every, in New York, every Sukkot and every Pesach, a few shows. This is every single year since 1990, Baruch Hashem. We're talking about, you know, closing in on 30 straight years of every, you know, and every Sukkot was added in around 2000. So we used to do the first 10 years every Pesach and not Sukkot. And then...
30 שנה ברצף כל פסח, סוכות משנת 2000 ברצף כל שנה, yeah?
Right, and then around 2000... which is that we started doing shows on Sukkot also in the New York area. So now we do Sukkot and Pesach in the New York area and New Jersey area every year. And then we also do around the country, around the United States. We do it every few years. We go to the main cities. Of course, we hope to come to Eretz Yisrael soon.
Yeah, רוצים לראות אותו בישראל בקרוב, הוא אומר. Is it still easy to fill up? Do you know, fill up the seats? Or today people don't buy... concerts and also, you know, but the CD himself, you know, it's different generations.
Yeah, well, Kanainahara, I mean, you know, I think that Miami, people know that they come to a Miami show, that what they know what they're getting already. And the families come. We have hundreds of families that come every single Yontif. We have, it's like a repeat customer, and then you have new people. But we have people who come and they know that this is an uplifting moment for them. It's not just music, you know. It's also a sort of like a whole experience, even though it's not a Miami experience like 1992, 95. It's not called that, but a Miami show is that. The singing, the dancing, the Devar Torah, the whole feeling is that. And just now we just did a show on Pesach. It was a very big concert. It was... previewing new songs from the new album, and together with Avram Fried was on the show and Mordechai Shapiro was on the show, so we're always doing. And you know, Kanainar, now that the album is out, we'll be doing new shows worldwide based on the new album.
הוא אומר שהוא באמת משקיע המון בהופעות שלו. אני רוצה לשמוע the song Never Give Up. Please tell me a few words about this song.
You know, last year was Miami's 40th anniversary. Last year, because it started with Victory in Tebi.
40th,
right. It started Victory in Tebi in 1977.
Remember? Pam, 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 pam.
Right.
Pam, 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 pam.
Pa, 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 pam. Pam, 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 pam. Pam, 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 pam.
Victory in Tebi. Da, 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 da.
Victory in Tebi. 1977, right? And last
year... Mivtza Antebi, Ken, 1977, yes.
Right, and 2017 was last year. It's 40 years. So we did shows all over the United States, Miami 40th anniversary shows. Miami 40th anniversary. And so, after the shows, people would come up to me and say, oh, I grew up on your music. I love your music. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. You should never give up. You should never stop. And I think that's where the Never Give Up song sort of came out of. That, you know, it's 40 years, but where do we go from here? And we got to keep going and keep being mechadish and keep being misameach people and keep, you know, forging a way in Jewish music. So I think that the Never Give Up song came out of, sort of to say, the 40th anniversary. And it's a message for people, you know, no matter what you're in your life, got to keep going and keep striving.
שנה שעברה הם חגגו 40 שנים, כאמור מבצע אנטבי, כמו ששארנו, ובאמת המסר זה never give up, גם פרחם היה מעצמם, מעולם לא נכנעו, והוא אומר גם כל אחד יש לו משהו בחיים שידע, לא להיכנע, אפילו חרב חדה מונחת את הצוורות של אדם, על ימנע עצמו מרחמים, never give up!
Your best or better never say never can I get off the ground you're gonna have to fight just to make it right but it separates the mice from men
Never Give Up, we just heard Never Give Up. יחמי בגון פרחי מיאמי בשיחה מעניינת. And I want to ask you a question. Do you ever see the end of the career, the music career, that you want to, like, you want to stop, or you say, okay, now it's enough, or let's not continue, not to compose songs, different, maybe do different projects or whatever. האם אתה רואה יום אחד את הסוף? האם אתה חושב על פרישה מהמוזיקה, יחמי בגון?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In 22 years ago, 1995, was I did Miami Experience 5 at NASA Coliseum. And I remember a year or two before that, I told my family and I told my wife that I think I'm going to come to that show and that's going to be my last show. And that's going to be it. Why? Because I really was wanted to go back to learning in the Beis Medrash. That's what I grew up in Miri Yeshiva, and I grew up there, and I was still learning full time in the Yeshiva. In fact, even when I was doing Miami for the first 10 years after I got married, I was still in Yeshiva full time. So I always wanted to go back to learning and to go into Chinuch. So here we are 22 years later. Baruch Hashem, I'm still learning, still doing that. But if I was to stop at some point, it wouldn't be because of, you know, musically I don't have what to say. It would be because I would feel like, you know, I want to dedicate, you know, much more time to that. But I think that from a musical point, I find that there's still mountains to go.
הוא אומר לפני 21 שנה, אשתו אמרה לו והוא דיבר, האם הוא פורש כי הוא רצה לחזור ללמוד תורה, הוא הגיע מעולם התורה, מישיבת מיר. אבל הוא המשיך עם זה כי הוא ראה שיש לו מסירות ועבודה והוא מאוד מאוד אהב את מה שהוא עשה. עדיין נשאר בתורה ולמד יותר אבל המשיך במוזיקה. הוא אומר גם היום אם הוא היה מפסיק את השירה שלו ומפסיק את הקריירה בפרחי מיאמי זה היה בגלל שהוא רוצה לחזור ולהוסיף לימוד תורה. אבל בגלל המוזיקה מה פתאום יש לו עוד עדיין הרים ועוד הרבה מאוד מה לכבוש. זה מה שיחמי ויגון אומר לנו במוצא שחי. בשידור חי. Do you listen to music at all? Different Jewish music, like singers, אתה מקשיב, מתעדכן, do your updates?
I listened, I think in the last year, I listened a little bit more than I listened in the previous 4 or 5 years. And the reason was because I really wanted
because
to
because you want to update. You want to, because you want to, be, I want to know what to do.
I wanted to see what was going on, you know, what were people listening to? Because I knew that I had to make some changes. And so I listened more and, you know, I think there's a lot of talent out there. And there's, you know, it's quite a big field. You know, a certain type of music I don't go for. You know, it's a little too modern, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But there's, you know, a lot of talent and it's an exploding field. I mean, it's...
Who do you like? Give me a name or two, the people that you, like the last year, 2 years, 3 years, you heard something nice to compliment.
I mean, you know, I'll start with first my alumni. I have to start there, right? So, yeah. You know, I like, you know, Ari Goldwell put out one or two very beautiful songs, and Mordechai Shapiro on his album had some very beautiful songs. You know, Yaakov Shweki continues to put out, you know, great stuff. I heard also, you know, it's very interesting, you know, this song from Shmilu Unger, Macha Bracha, you know.
And, Macha Bracha, Macha, yeah, nice.
And not only the song, it was composed by a new... like a Hasidish young guy. And I met him when I actually went to Naftali Schnitzel's studio. So he was there, he introduced himself. He says he grew up in Miami, etc. And the song has melody. The song has heart. The song has melody. It was put together in a very up-to-date fashion, you know. And again, with that very driving sound. So I've heard a song here, you know, some a little bit over there of different singers. I'm usually attracted to a song more. You know, is the melody really something good? I think what's really lacking right now in our field is good, slow, Hartzadika songs. I mean, I think you can count on your fingers the amount of slow Hartzadika songs that have come out and have become popular in the last 3-4 years. So I think, and right. I think a lot of the orchestras here in New York, at least, they've been telling me they're going back now to the older stuff. And, you know, they're going back to earlier Mordechai songs, earlier Fried songs, earlier Miami songs. Because they're looking for that, so I think that the Olam is sort of moving forward and looking back at the same time.
Nice. Chmir אומר ש אנחנו מדברים כמובן על המוזיקה, אז בשנה האחרונה יצא לו יותר להאזין כי הוא רוצה להיות יותר מעודכן. והוא מאוד אוהב את מרדכי שפירו ואת ארי גולדווג ואת אלומני, כמובן זה פרויקט שלו עם הבוגרים שלו. יעקב שווקי יש לו כמה שירים טובים. הוא אומר ששירים שקטים לאחרונה אין כל כך טובים. והרבה מאוד בעלי תזמורות אומרים לו שהם חוזרים לשירים של פעם, של מרדכי פריד ופרחי מיאמי עצמם. וזה מאוד מעניין, you know, interesting that, you know, Miami Boys Choir, Fried and Mordechai are the only three that survived so many years, and but today they are still the number one, you know, MBD, Fried and you, except maybe for Shweki, but the most popular singers today are the most vatikim, I don't know how to say, it's not old, it's more, you know, like 30, 40 years already in the business.
I think it is, you know, testimony, sort of to say to what, you know, where the starting point of the business was and where we were when we started, and where it came from. You know, we all got into the business because we loved it and because we were close to it, and then we made a parnassa from it. And I think that the difference today is that a lot of talent comes in. I'm not sure, you know, they're musically talented, but are they coming in because they love it or because they, you know, for the money? And I think that what happens is that the original, when we got in, we grew up on Shlomo Kalbach, we grew up on Baruch Chait, we grew up on the earlier London, we grew up on the earlier Chabad, and that was in our blood. And so I think that for myself and for Avremel and for Matcha, it was... we were mamshach that through the years. They also made changes. And Avremel and Mordechai also made serious changes in their music. Mordechai maybe more. But the point is changes in the style and the melodies. But I think they were mamshach that mesira lahavdil, you know, that type of mesira came through the dairis. And I think that's ability to change and that ability to hold on to that is why we've been able to continue.
אומר שבאמת MBD, פריד והוא עשו את זה בהתחלה מהאהבה ממש של המוזיקה, ורק אז הפרנסה. הם גדלו על רב קרליבך, זה היה משהו אחר, ובאמת כל היכולת לאורך כל השנים גם להשתנות, אבל גם להישאר כל הזמן עם הסגנון, מצד שני גם לחדש, זה כנראה מה שאנשים אוהבים, כי זה האמת. היום באמת הרבה מאוד אנשים עם הכיוון, כל אחד מנסה את הסטייל של ההוא ולחקות את ההוא, הם באו עם משהו חדש, טרי, עם הסגנון שלהם, עם האהבה שלהם למקצוע, ולכן הם כל כך הצליחו לאורך כל השנים. I'm going to play the song Moron de Bishmaya. Do you have a word about it or just to play it?
I think that the song sort of speaks for itself. I think it's, you know, Moron de Bishmaya, the high tzedekah, really high tzedekah song. I think it speaks for itself.
הנה זה בא. אנחנו כמעט לפני סיום, עוד מעט מסיימים, we're soon finishing this beautiful interview, מסיימים רעיון יוצא מהכלל עם ירחמיל ביגון, לרגל צאת אלבום חדש של פרחי מיאמי וירחמיל ביגון, רבותיי, אלבום זה קוראים לו עולם ועד, forever, ובאמת דיברנו כאן כבר כמעט על הכל, וכמה נקודות קצנות, small, a few small details, just first of all about the harmony, how do you, one of the great things of פרחי מיאמי, חלק ענק ומיוחד של פרחי מיאמי זה ההרמוניות, הקולות השניים והשלישיים והמקלה הגדולה הזאת. איך זה מתבצע? How do you do it? You work on it a lot, right? About the harmonies.
Yeah, harmony is very, very difficult for a children's choir. It's not easy. There's only certain types of harmonies that they sound good in. It's very different than adults. Adults, you could have three adults, and each one could do a different line, and you could have a... certain types of harmonies which you'll hear a lot with kids choirs, with the real kids choirs, which means choir that sings live. I mean, we go into the studio, the choir sings. I don't bring, you know, two boys into the studio and those two boys sing 100 times. I mean, this is a
let me just translate it. אומר שהמקהלה שלו בניגוד לאחרים כולם שרים, זה לא פלייבקים ולא הקלטות ולא מכפילים, אלא באמת הם מגיעים, וזה מאוד קשה לעשות הרמוניות עם מקהלת ילדים. Yes.
So the training to be able to sing is a very serious training. It's not to be able to sing harmonies, to be able to sing melody, to concentrate on pitch, to concentrate on tempo, to learn all these things is what they get. And when you're in Miami, it's not it's not just a choir rehearsal. It's musical training to a great degree. So when the time it gets to make a new album, they understand harmony and then they understand melody, understand how to focus on their parts. And all of that goes into to be able to do the type of harmonies that we do in Miami, which is either what we call parallel harmonies, which are above the voice or below the melody or above the melody, or what we call counterpoint, which is answering. And Miami's style are those type of harmonies, changes a little bit through the years, but it's, you know, it takes a lot of work, but it's very rewarding.
כן, ההרמוניות זה באמת, כמו שאמר, קשה, אבל זה חלק ממש דומיננטי במקהלה, הרמוניות, מלודיות, לאורך כל השנים, כדי באמת להשקיע את המקסימום בזה, שזה יישמע בצורה מושלמת, ובאמת, כל מי שמכיר פרחי מיאמי יודע כמה זה הדבר הזה חשוב, וגם זה כמה זה מקצועי, כמה זה נותן סטייל לאוזן. The computer today, like the technology today, does it make easy for you? More easy, but you know, except for the arrangements, or it's no nafkamina?
I think it just lets you perfect it a little bit more. I think that the recording is still recording. I mean, for all the years I had to go into a studio and to record the choir, you need to be ready before you bring them in. And you can do 2 microphones, 4 microphones, 8 microphones, but at the end, they still have to know their stuff. So maybe after you record them, you know, you can clean things up a little bit more, and like they say, cut and paste to be able to use different parts, you know, in a song. When the song repeats, you don't always have to sing it a second time, but the actual work and the actual time in the studio, you know, that's pretty much similar.
הוא אומר שרוב העבודה אותו דבר, זה קצת באמת עוזר להעתיק, להדביק, או טיפה יותר לשפר, אבל טכנולוגיה, זה שהיום יש טכנולוגיה חדשה מלפני 41 שנה, זה לא מה שמשפיע. 2 more questions. First of all, a quick question about your son. Is your son in music, right?
Well, I have an older son, Hananya, who's in music. he produces some singers, and he also has an organization, actually, in Lakewood, that he works with different types of boys that are, you know, maybe not really at risk, but more, you know, not comfortable in their in their setting, but have musical talent unappreciated. And he has like a whole organization now that he brings in 30-40 guys, different, gives them time, records them, makes them feel good about themselves, and gets them more straightened out. So he's doing that, plus produces singers and composes and arranges, and he's quite a talent. And my other son, Eliezer, has also put out a few songs, and he's working on an album himself. Mrs. Shem down the line, also a talented boy, talented composer. I have my daughter in Kanainaru, who does all the girls' plays over here, and she composes. So I think they all inherited the talent from their mother. who is also very talented.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to write a few words throughout the years, I think, no? And,
yeah, she's a talent.
If I remember right, the English songs.
That's just the tip of the iceberg in her talent.
I'm sorry, the what?
I said that's just the tip of the iceberg in her talent was the words. That's just the tip.
הוא אומר שהילד שלו חנניה הגדול היום עובד באיזה ארגון של לחזק ילדים דרך המוזיקה, הוא מלחין, הוא גם מפיק, הוא עושה שירים, כמה שירים בנוסף שלו עכשיו בדרך לדיסק חדש, וגם הבת שלו עושה הפקות לנשים, אז כך שאומר שכולם קיבלו את הכישרון המוזיקלי מאשתו. The last question I want to ask you is, except for this album, what is the song of פרחי מיאמי throughout the years? What is the best song and what is the best album you think? Oh, they're all good, all the kids, all I understand, but one song, one album.
Can't answer it. I can't answer it.
And no, come on, Yachmir.
Not because I don't want to answer it, I don't think I'm capable of answering it, because it's after every album I do, I feel very close to that album. And as time goes on, I have a different perspective. You know, when I did B'Siyata D'Shmaya...
And regrets? Charatot also?
No regrets. It's just that when I did Kalei Yisrael together, I thought it was better than B'Siyata D'Shmaya. When I did Shabbos Yishalayim, I thought it was better than Kalei Yisrael. So every album, I always feel like I'm going further. Now, it doesn't wind up that way always. And then people at the end have to be the judge. But you know what, there's one by one and Simcha song and Light Up the Nights and Yavo and Revach and each one. Can you compare Revach to Klal Yisrael together? You really can't. You can't.
No, no, you're right.
You can't compare it. You know, each one was in its time something special. And so now this album, the same thing. I can't compare this album to We Will Prevail or compare it to Torah Today. It's not possible. And it's sort of in its own time. You know, it's in its own time. The whole album is different. The time is different. It's really, really hard. And it's sort of have to leave it up to people that have the whole picture. Not people that only know about the early years. You know, there are people who say, oh, Yerachmiel, why don't you make songs like Anu B'Kayach? But then I find out that all they know is those 2 years. All they know is those 3 years. They don't know. So it's a difficult question. I'll leave it up to the Menachem.
Yeah, but Anu B'Kayach and Revach, what a great songs. Wow.
I will leave it up to the Menachem Tuckers of the world to
answer
that.
Wow, let's make a special, you know, the top 30 or top 20 of all times of Bechemei on the radio show, you know? Let's make thousands of people to vote.
Okay, let's do it, Menachem, whenever you're ready.
יאללה, זה רעיון טוב. אז הוא אומר שבאמת קשה לו, הוא לא יכול לענות על איזה דיסק הכי טוב ולא איזה שיר הכי טוב, כי הוא כל פעם אוהב את התקופה שלו, הוא גם לא מתחרט על שום דבר שהוא אף פעם עושה, אבל אי אפשר להשוות את רווח לאונו בחויח ולא שירים נוספים שהוא אמר, וזה יפה. The last question is, what's the next project? שאלה האחרונה, מה הפרויקט הבא?
Well, first of all, we just made a new music video for one of the songs on the album. We just videotaped it. It has to be edited, but we'll be putting it out, you know, as soon as it's finished. Something really miuchad, something very special, something different that no one has ever seen before from one of the songs from the new album. And then, as I mentioned before, I hope to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael to do shows soon. And then, you know, there are other things down the line. There's a new singer that I might be producing soon, that I might be composing for, producing an album for him. So there's, you know, there's a lot of things, Mitzvah Shem, on the horizon. There always needs to be things, Menachem.
כל הזמן צריך לעשות דברים. עכשיו הוא עושה קליפ, והוא רוצה לעשות הופעות ולהגיע לארץ גם, ויש הפקה שהוא עושה ועוד זמר, ותמיד צריכים לעשות דברים. ירחמיאל ביגון מפרחי מיאמי, עם דיסק חדש. אנחנו מסיימים עם השיר האחרון של הדיסק. We're finishing with the last song of the CD, of course. And I want to thank you so much for being with me tonight. תודה רבה רבה לך, ירחמיאל ביגון, והרבה הרבה הצלחה ובריאות.
It's the greatest pleasure for me to talk to you, Menachem. And Mr. Shem, let's continue and be bekesher. Thank you.
Amen. Toda rabba lecha, Yechmir Vigon.
Shalom.